December 15th, 2013, afternoon service. Today we are going to cover Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. The translation says workers of iniquities, but the King James Version says evildoers, those who are seemingly working for the Lord and spreading the false doctrine and false gospel are workers of iniquities. You will see that those churches that are gathering crowd more easily, but if we are to walk with God, we should not be mad at those people or become envious. Why envious? Because they have more people. I have heard this from other people, but some known pastors were discussing how to gather more crowd, and they decided that it is best to tell people that the Great Tribulation is coming. Because if they tell the people that the tribulation is already here, or almost at the end, we are almost at the end, the people might not be interested. So it is true that those churches with strange doctrines can gather more people, but our purpose at the Remnant Church is not to bring more people in. Of course, if you look at it with the natural eyes, the more people would bring more money to the church and more people to share the workload, so I will not be so busy all the time. But this is not something to be envious about. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It is true that if we are not being selfish and we commit ourselves to what God desires, God also grants the desires of our heart to come to pass. The very small matter, I think our desire to publish a book was granted, and it came out with a beautiful cover. I saw it at the publisher's office the other day. The boxes were piled up in front of the office that they need to be shipped out for distribution. But that's another story. Anyway, I will have to go to their office this week again. And about our seminars too. We have been praying to do God's will, and God has been revealing things to us to teach others. And we have not run out of the topics yet. Yesterday we have learned a great deal from the book of Esther, and it does talk about the end time. Why the book of Esther? Because it is the part that I read many times. But when you read the Bible, there are things that you don't understand from the very first time you read. But as you keep reading over and over, you start understanding more. If you have been lazy about reading it, if you have been lazy about it, you will never understand it though, so continue to read the Bible even if you don't understand it now. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. As the Lord brings light to our life, for us to see as we live a yielded life. As you know, if you walk at night wearing black dress, a driver cannot see you and then he might run over you. But that would never happen in a noonday because you see clearly in the bright daylight. So God's light for us to see is important. That's how we can discern when people are fishy, and we can discern the Word of God when we read the Bible. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. As I said, those who are spreading their ways instead of God's ways seem to increase for a while. You know, there is a Catholic church near here, and when I walk in front of the building, I try to see what was going on. And I see some posters about upcoming events, but there is no Word of God. I see some posters saying Merry Christmas and announcing candle lighting events, and And they even have non-Japanese believers coming to the church too. And I wish that we have non-Japanese believers in our congregation too, but whatever we plant, the harvest does not come in one day. So we just have to keep doing what we are doing, trusting the Lord. Verse 8 and 9. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to the evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Inheriting the earth is the important things to remember. This life is for God to separate people. You know from many stories like wise virgin and foolish ones and good fish and bad fish, and Lord is always separating people. So there will be those who will inherit the earth and those who don't. If you pursue the world and people's approval for your own glory instead of pursuing God, you cannot inherit the earth. If you pursue two things, you will not obtain anything. But losing God's inheritance is the biggest loss that we cannot afford. As we have reviewed in the 1 Timothy from the morning service, godliness with contentment is great gain. Again, you cannot pursue two things. There are Christians like that too. Though loving God, they also love to pursue the world, like beautiful church building, large crowd, beautiful car, like, I don't know, Lexus, and worldly recognition. So please do not juggle things of God and things of world, because you will not be able to obtain anything by doing so, including eternal life and salvation. Know what is the most important things in our lives. Verse 10 and 11. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth. It's the same as poor in the spirit. As the passage says, wicked shall disappear after a while, and as our life here is not permanent, those who do evil things in the eyes of God, like teaching false doctrines, they will all disappear, meaning that their lives are only for this one, and that they will not inherit the eternal life. Also, the meek shall inherit the earth means that even if we experience much persecutions because we believe in the gospel, if we choose God, we will inherit the earth. There are many Christians who are short-sighted and don't want to obtain things of the world, but such attitude will cost your eternal life. The wicked plot against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. It is normal that righteous people is hated by the wicked, just like Jesus. Verse 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. The sword also means the word of God, so it will end up piercing the heart of the wicked ones. There are many expressions like sword and arrows to attack the just, but this can mean that the word of God is also used against the people of God, like this happened to our church too. But their bows will be broken, and the sword will enter into their own heart, because they are not preparing for the great tribulations, so they will pay for their own unpreparedness. This is Satan's plot against people, because he is jealous of God's people who have eternal life. He is trying to get us like what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's how she lost her eternal life with God, and as the serpent appeared in the middle of God's garden, Satan can appear in the middle of the church too and spread a false doctrine. He is still using sword, God's word to destroy the true teaching of God, but in the end, the sword itself will pierce his own heart. But word of God is also one of the weapons he uses to destroy us. So if your standing with God is good, you will be protected, and if you're not, you will be destroyed. The verse 16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. But even for Christians, it is a challenging thing. Even if they don't openly say so, there are Christians who are desiring people's praise and approval and desiring to write and sell many books to obtain titles to draw more people to him. Anyone would have those desires. But that's why many pastors would preach pre-tribulation doctrine, or the Pope would preach that there is no hell. We have been speaking the truth, but have not drawn large crowd. But the passage says that a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of the wicked. And at our church, we don't have much financial means or activities our activities are limited due to the size of the congregation, but we are doing what we can. Like, we are again holding a seminar in January titling The Era of Great Tribulation and the Book of Esther. I think there will be an important teaching. I believe this is more beneficial to the soul than other seminars that charge you over $100 and then hear other strange doctrines of great tribulations. I do believe that God is guiding us to keep us within his path. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. It says that the work of the righteous is everlasting, but that the eternal life or eternal dwelling place. Oh, it says the work of the righteous is everlasting, be it the eternal life or eternal dwelling place. So those passages talk about two types of people, those who have eternal inheritance and those who don't. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Now, we're in the evil time and we are not ashamed because we have the truth and we see the truth. And as for the famine, I believe we are experiencing the spiritual famine, and we have the real food to eat here while other famished people are eating false doctrines. The verse 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume into smoke shall they consume away. When God says wicked, they don't necessarily mean the members of Yakuza or other criminal group. Those who are spreading the false doctrines are also considered wicked. But wicked always shall perish. The wicked borrow and pays not again. But the righteous sow mercy and gives. It says righteous sows mercy and gives. We have not done much financially because we don't have the money, but we have been sending out the newsletters for free, and we are spiritually feeding people with seminars. So we are constantly giving. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. If you believe that once you become a Christian and eternal life is promised, that is an evil doctrine. Even if you're a Christian and get baptized, if you're not continually pursuing him, you will not inherit the earth. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. This is translated as the path of the Lord in Japanese, but in King James Version, it sounds like the steps of the righteous are prepared by the Lord, and God is delighted to see that we walk on the prepared path. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Although it is better not to fall, there are times that we fall. That's why we do communion every week and repent for our sins every week. And there has not been a day that I don't have anything to repent. I am just speaking for myself. The same thing with falling. Like we sin, we also fall. But the difference is whether we almost lose the balance and trip over, or you fall your head first. And those are two completely different ways of falling. I have been tempted or been deceived or almost lost balance, but I did not fall head first and receive a fatal injury. But some fall and get wounded in a way that they can never rise again. But when we fall, with God's grace, we just stand up and dust off the dirt and keep on walking, because for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The Bible says repeatedly, the seed of the wicked shall be cut off, and wicked disappear in time. A clear indication that they will not inherit the eternal life. Not sure how long you have been a Christian, some long and some for a short time, but this is true, that this life is only a trial period. Just like any company would do for their new hires, they have a trial period to see if they are really good workers. Same thing, this life is only for trial period. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. This is exactly that. If we are righteous, God gives us the wisdom and tongue to speak judgment. And it says in the book of Hebrew, we are all judged after this life, and some people do not talk about it. Many Japanese avoid talking about death or funerals. You avoid talking about the judgment, but not talking about it does not make it go away. I believe it is important to talk about it instead of avoiding it. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watched the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave it in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Some persecutions we Christians experience come from people, or some are directly from Satan. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Again, talks about the inheritance of the eternal life. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Again, what we see now is temporary, and wicked will not last eternally. Make the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Here talks about the end of the wicked, how they will end their lives. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. That's why we pray to God. We pray the Lord's Prayer, saying, deliver us from evil. The real evil is not people, but comes from Satan. He places many traps, and many Christians are trapped by his snares. Or they may be Christians, but still have a string attached. by believing in the wrong doctrine or belief, becoming legalistic. They might think they are righteous, but in truth, they are deceived by the devil. But even if you're trapped and deceived, if your heart is earnestly seeking Him, God always sets you free, just like what happened to me. I was set free from a false doctrine and I started seeing the truth. I used to be afraid and I was not sure if I had eternal life, but now I know for sure that I'm in the right path. The more important thing is what you do for God and not for people. Many Christians end their walk with God when they receive Christ, so they might not obtain eternal life because they think this is the goal. But if you continue to walk with God, you will obtain the eternal life, which is the most important thing.